This is Maryland Eastern Shore Basketball from SFMSports.net.
Well, Coach, 92-38, the final, never really in doubt, but what did you learn about your basketball team today?
You know, we wanted to use this opportunity to get better, and I thought we did. I thought we kind of got the cobwebs out. You know, first game jitters, getting up and down the floor. I think it's going to be good for us going into getting on the road from here, you know, because we need all the help we can get with this road trip we're about to take. So I thought we had a chance for a lot of kids to play, and I thought, you know, kids had an opportunity to play, and I thought they played well, too. Yeah. From top to bottom, I thought we played a good game and did what we wanted to do in regard to executing.
No matter being the first game of the season, I like this team, Fred.
Is that right?
I like them already.
That means a lot coming from
I'm serious.
You know,
I like
it. You have no idea. I'm not playing.
I like the group of girls. You got a lot of different, got a lot of 5'9 girls with a lot of length. Mm-hmm. That's going to be invaluable throughout the course of the season. They're playing hard. They played hard, except when you had to call a timeout the first time. But they played hard the whole time, and they like playing a little defense. So I think it's a team that might surprise some people down the road.
I hope so. We got a real tough league. I like what we're doing. In addition to Coach Rakes, you know, has really improved our defense. And, you know, I just want them to be disciplined. I thought tonight I kept trying to tell them we're not playing against our opponent as much as we're playing against ourselves. And that's in there, no matter who you're playing. And we wanted to show that we had a level of discipline on the defensive end that we could execute on offensive end.
And certainly the defense, they're forcing the 38 turnovers with 29 steals. Looking at the stat line right now, Dominique Walker, 21 points, leading all scorers off the bench in just 16 minutes. I know a few of those points came late when it was never really in doubt, but it seemed like several players impressed, but her especially.
Well, Dominique is going to be an interesting player for us, and it's going to be, you know, I keep telling her, she wasn't supposed to play today. She rolled her ankle yesterday and told me today that she couldn't run. And then the next thing I know, I watched her run out and hit the top of the thing. And I'm going, you know, I don't know what Pat must be. I don't know what Pat does with him. But, you know, we were able to get her going. I thought it was good for her. But she's a kid that once league play comes, I think she's going to find her niche. You know, she's a tweener kind of position player. And it makes it challenging when we play non-league games. But the kid can score. She averaged 18 a game last year out of JUCO, and I'm not surprised. I thought she should have had about 26 today because she can put the ball. Naturally, you have some kids that can put the ball in the basket.
Yeah.
And when you see them shoot, you expect it to go in, and that's what I expect from her.
Yeah, and then, Fred, over the last couple of years, we really hadn't had that type of player, I didn't think. When that, where, you know, where it's about eight people in the lane and the ball falls in her hands.
Yes.
You know, and they can put it in a basket. She's a put it in a basket player.
Yeah, she's got a knack for the ball.
Yeah.
She's got a nose for the ball. We love her at the top of our defenses because she's got extremely long arms and it's deceptional. And then she can put the ball in the basket. So I'm expecting big things from her this year.
All right, Coach, thanks very much. And stay cool, warm up there.
Yeah, I think I'll be cool enough. Thanks, fellas.
Yeah, thank you.
Fred Batchelor, head coach of the victorious Maryland Eastern Shore Hawks. A 92-38 win tonight. They'll head up North Buffalo, Syracuse, and then Alaska for the time being. They'll be back at home in a month's time.